Bechoros, Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches, the last of the Masechta. And this is quite a technical Mishnah, underlying it all. Basically, we're dealing more with what ifs. What if, when you're counting your Meiser Behemoth, something goes wrong? So let's see the cases. The first case is Yatzu Shnayim Ke'echad. What happens if you didn't make the exit to the pen narrow enough to restrict it just one animal at a time? It's enough for two animals to come out at a time. So that's what happens. They're coming out two by two instead of one by one. So it says the Mishnah, Mona Osan, Shnaim Shnaim. That's okay. Count them in twos. So you'll count pairs. You'll say one, two, three, four. What's happening is really saying, you're saying that was pair one, that was pair two, that was pair three. And when pair 10 comes out, so now both those animals will be Meiser Behema. Because the Pasuk says Asiri the 10th, but doesn't have to be 10th individual. It could be 10th pair, or it could be triplets, or, you know, quintuplets. It doesn't matter. The point is, as long as you're counting and you have 10 equal counts, if you know what I mean. So 10th one, that animal or animals, that set, is going to be Meiser Behema. Now, Manan Echad, if the first two come out together, but you count them as one, but you, instead of, you were going to do the pair thing, but you got mixed up. So you said one, then the next one came out as a single, and you said two. And, like, you know, now the sheep are moving, your count's getting mixed up and messed up. So the problem is, when you said two, that wasn't pair number two, it was an individual that you're calling two, but actually it's the third one out the gate, because the first two came out together. So now your counting is messed up. Says the Mishnah, Chi'i the Asiri Mukukulin. Both the ninth and the tenth are messed up. How does that work? Because what you called the ninth one out was actually the tenth one out. Because remember, if the first two came out together and you called that one, when the third one comes out, you're calling that two. When the fourth one comes out, you're calling that three. When the ninth one comes out, you're calling that eight. When the tenth one comes out, which is the really should be the Meiser Behema, you're calling it nine and not declaring as such. And when the 11th one comes out, you're calling that 10. You're saying that's the Meiser one. Really, it was the 11th. So one of them really is the Meiser, but you called it nine. One of them really isn't the Meiser, it's 11th, but you called it 10. So you're all messed up. So what will the din be? The din will be that you treat both of them with some level of sanctity. This is based on Psukim. So calling it the 10th gives it some level of sanctity, even though it's really the 9th. Letting it be the 10th, even though you called it not the right one, it doesn't give it enough sanctity to bring it as a korban. And therefore, both of them will have now to, you know, be treated with the strictures of both, meaning you can't work it, you can't shear it, you can't take its milk, you wait for it to get a moment. At that point, you'll slaughter and eat it. But until then, you can't bring it as a korban because it's not fully consecrated as a Meiser Behema. Now, I'll make sure something's very clear here. I said in the previous Mishnah, when I said you don't actually need to even count them out loud, you can count with your fingers. When it's the 10th one out is the 10th one. But that's where it's blatantly obvious to anybody and everybody, the 10th one is the 10th one. If you've caused confusion, as the case of our Mishnah, then it's not the case. Okay, so I'm not perfectly clear on exactly where the line is drawn between blatantly obvious to everyone and not, but our Mishnah's cases are clear that it's considered to be not blatantly obvious if you confuse the counting, calling two animals number one and then the third number two. And therefore, you're strict both ways, meaning you can't do anything with the ninth or the tenth. They're both messed up. Now, new case. You counted correctly the first eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And then, Yatsu, Chi'i, Va'asiri, Ka'achas. The ninth and tenth one come out together. Okay? As far as you're concerned, at the exact same time. There's no such thing as the exact same time. One of them must have come out first, and then the other one was the 10th one. But you couldn't tell. So now, Chi'i va'asiri mukukalan. Once again, you're messed up. Since you don't know which is the 10th one, and you're calling them both kind of the 10th one, but only one of them is and one isn't, so then you're going to have to do the same kind of stricture where you can't bring it as a korban, but you can't eat it now. You wait till it gets a blemish, and then you'll eat it locally. Now, the next case, there are two more cases similar, is different. Here it says, Kara lechi'i asiri. The ninth one that comes out, you call 10 instead of 9. I guess when you're thinking in your head, you know, you're thinking like, okay, here comes number 9, and then it comes out, so you just said 9 in your head, so now you say 10. So you counted wrongly, calling number 9 number 10. Now you think to yourself, oh gosh, now I've messed up the counting. Really, I missed one, so now I'm going to go back. Velasiri chi, so you call the next one out number 9. Making, you know, things even worse. So the point is, so far you called the 10th one 9 incorrectly and the 9th one 10 incorrectly. And then, Vala achara sar asiri. Then after you're saying, you know, oh, that one's number 9, when the 10th one came out, then instead of just cutting your losses, now you're all confused. And after 9 comes 10, so you count the 11th one as 10. So you counted the 9th and the 11th as 10 and the 10th not as 10. So the Mishnah is going to say, Shloshtan Mukudashin. These three all have some level of sanctity, but we're going to discuss the different kinds of sanctity between the three of them. Now just, this is based on Psukim, and in short, it only applies, the kind of weird thing here we're going to about to have, that they'll have some level of status of sanctity, only applies to the 9th and 11th and 10th. But beyond that, not. In other words, if the first eight come out, and any of those first eight come out, you call it the 10th, that's just meaningless. But if the 9th comes out and you call it the 10th, then it's got this partial sanctity, okay? So what's the difference between these three animals? Again, the case is that you called 9 and 11 the 10th, and the 10th you didn't call the 10th. So, says the Mishnah, Hachi'i, the 9th one that came out, which you called the 10th, Nechal b'mumo. You have to treat it with the strictures of a partial, like as if it's strict, as if it were a miser, but you can't bring it as a korban because it's not actually a miser. Therefore, you have to wait until it gets its blemish. Ha'asiri, miser. Now, the 10th one, even though you called it the 9th one, but everyone who's watching could see, no, that was the 10th. It's obvious to everybody. And therefore, even though you didn't say the correct thing, it still is a miser and it's brought as a miser. So, like I said in the previous Mishnah, calling it the 10th one, calling it the miser is not a ma'akev, not absolutely essential, and therefore, since anyone who's watching would know, that was the 10th one, so then it goes the miser, okay? B'dievid. And as for the 11th one, v'achar asar karev shlamim, that one is treated as a shlamim. Now, a shlamim is a totally different kind of korban altogether. It's kachim kalim, but it's different, right? There's the shlamim has, instead of one blood application, it has two blood applications on the mizbeach. The shlamim, the chaz and shok, that means like the breast and the right hind leg are given as a gift to the Kohen, as opposed to the Meiser, where the owner eats everything. So it's a different kind of Korban in many ways, but it's Kachim Kalim, it's eaten in Yerushalayim, B'tahara. So the point is that you treat this number 11, which you call number 10, as a Shlamim, okay? Now the question now becomes, is it really a Shlamim? Or is it just like we're pretending it's a Shlamim for some reason, okay? The reason why that it gets the shlamim status is actually based on psukim. This is actually quite a complicated limud. I don't know if I want to get into it so much here. The short of it is, there's some extra words in the context of the shlamim, which refer to animal that there are extra words over there, okay? And the extra words, since they don't apply the context of shlamim there must be another application for it elsewhere. The words are in Minha Bakar, okay, in Vikra Gimel Pasuk Aleph. So since you don't need it over there, it must be there's another kind of Bakar which could be a Shlamim, and that is understood from the Masorah to be our case here, where you call the 11th animal out the gate the 10th animal, the Miser, and you didn't call the 10th animal correctly the 10th animal. That's the case. Okay, so you treat it as a Shlamim. So now, is it really a Shlamim or not? The litmus test would be, what happens if you do tamura? Now, tamura means you try to substitute animal B for animal A, okay? So the rule is that the Torah says you may not do tamura. Let's say, for argument's sake, Bessie is your shlamim, and you're well-meaning. You think, oh gosh, Bessie is nice, but look at that, Ferdinand is even nicer. So I'd rather substitute Ferdinand in place of Bessie and bring that as my korban instead. So that's called tamura. If you try to do that, it's an iser from the Torah, but it is effective. So now Bessie was consecrated as the shlamim, and now Ferdinand is also consecrated as the shlamim. Okay? The rule would be you'd bring both those korbanos on the mizbeach. Okay? But there's another rule, which is that an animal can make, a korban can make tamura happen, meaning if Bessie could make Ferdinand into shlamim also. Okay? But if you have a third animal, and you try not to substitute that for Ferdinand, the third animal will not become a shlamim at all. Nothing happens because the original korban can make a tamura, but the tamura can't make another tamura. Okay, so the question is, can we, if we try to substitute another animal for this 11th animal, this 11th animal was Bessie. Okay, now we say, listen, we find Ferdinand. We say let Ferdinand be like Bessie. So now does Ferdinand become a shlamim also? That's the question. If yes, that would mean that for sure the Bessie, the 11th, really is a shlamim. Or we'd say no, there's something weird happening where sort of this 11th animal, Bessie, is sort of kind of like a tamura for the 10th animal, because we called it wrong. We're trying to substitute for what should have been the 10th for this one, this Bessie. And therefore, trying to make tamura from Bessie onto the another unrelated animal, Ferdinand, wouldn't work. Okay, so the Mishnah says inside. Va'ose tamura divri Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, yes, we mean it. This 11th animal at the gate, Bessie, she is treated as a shlamim, and it's a real shlamim, meaning if you try to now transfer and substitute Ferdinand for Bessie, Ferdinand also becomes a shlam and makes a tamura as well. Am Rabbi Yehuda, v'chiyesh tamura oset tamura. Rabbi Yehuda, who's assuming that this 11th animal is getting the sanctified status of Corban as a quasi-substitute for the Miser, because we didn't count the Miser properly. So he says, wait a second, it's already a tamura, and the rule is a tamura can't make another tamura, so why should Bessie the shlam and make Ferdinand a shlam also? It doesn't make sense. So they answer back on defense of Reb Meir. Reb Meir wasn't there present, but they answered what he was thinking. Ilohaya Tamura, I didn't mean it was a Tamura. I mean it's a proper shlamim. It's not just a substitute for the Miser. It's a proper shlamim in every sense based on that pasuk. Because if I wouldn't say that, if I think it's a Tamura, so then Lohaya Karev, it wouldn't be brought at all. Why not? Although it's true that if, let's say, you have an Ola or shlamim and you do a Tamura onto a second animal, now they both become consecrated, the original and the tamura, and both are offered as korbanos, the original and the tamura. An exception to that rule is miser. Based on psukim, if you have a miser and you try to substitute for another animal, that just doesn't work. Okay, you don't bring that second animal on this bech as a miser. So we're saying Reb Meir would say, come on, if I held this was a tamura for the original miser, I would never put on the mizbech because you don't bring the tamura for a miser. What I mean is, in a situation where you have an 11th animal which you call a miser, and the 10th animal which preceded it, you didn't call the 10th animal, then that 11th animal becomes a whole new thing called a shlam, and 100% shlam in every sense of the term. Okay? So that's the end of that discussion. Now, lahalacha, we do in fact treat the 11th animal that you called the 10th animal, when you didn't call the 10th animal the 10th animal, as a shlamim, but it does not make a tamura. Okay? So it's shlamim, but that's as far as it goes. That's the halacha. Now, the last case of the Mishnah is kind of similar to the previous, except here, we're also counting the 9th and the 10th and the 11th animals. But unlike the previous case where you counted the 10th one incorrectly as the 9th, here you're counting them all correctly. So in other words, the previous case was you counted the 9th and the 11th as a 10th, but the 10th not as a 10th. Here you're counting all three as a 10th, 9, 10, 11 out the gate. All you're calling a Siri, a Siri, a Siri. So then what? Says our Mishnah inside. Kara lechi'i asiri. You called the 9th one the 10th. We already said old news from the previous line of the Mishnah. We're going to treat that with partial sanctity, meaning no korban, but no eating it till it gets a moon. Vela asiri asiri. And you called the 10th one the 10th one, as you should have. So that one, of course, is going to be treated as a miser. But now what's with the 11th one that you called the 10th as well? Vela achad asar asiri. You called that one 11. The 11th one you called the miser 10th as well. Says the Mishnah, Ein Achar Asar Mekudash. The 11th one is nothing. It's just you. That's number one. You know, that calling it the 10th does nothing. It's like calling any animal the 10th. We said it doesn't work. It has to be counted with 9 before it. And here the idea is, since you correctly, it's based on Pesukim again, okay? But since you correctly counted the 10th one as the 10th, so now like you've like kind of used up that count of 10, and the next one, you can't call it a 10th. If you do, it's not the 11th, it's the first of the new ones. It's not the 10th. And does nothing at all. Okay? Now, Zeh Klal, this is the basic principle. Kol shelo ne'ekar shem asiri mimenu, ein achar asar mukudash. This is hard to translate in English because there's a double negative. It means, any scenario where shelo ne'ekar shem asiri mimenu, that you did not call it the 10th as you should have, meaning you essentially did call it the 10th as you should have, so then the 11th, Erechad Asar Mukudash. The 11th has no sanctity, even if you call it the 10th. Okay? Now, this is a strange way of saying it. It comes to add something, as it typically does with Vizeh HaKlal. So what's coming to add? It's coming to add that you actually don't need to say anything at all. If the 10th one came out and you didn't call it the 10th, but to any onlooker, it's blatantly obvious that was the 10th one. And then you call the 11th one the 10th, and everyone can see, no, what are you talking about? You've mixed things up. So then the rule is, since you weren't ne'ekar, you didn't like call the real 10th one by the wrong name, it's the 10th, it's brought as a korban, and that's the end of discussion, and the 11th is nothing. That's what the Mishnah is saying here. Kol shlo ne'akar shem asiri mimenu. If you didn't call by the wrong name, the tenth one that came out, then it's considered to be a miser, and therefore, ein achar asar mukudash, the 11th one is not sanctified at all. You just called it 11, but really it's no, it's number one, you start again from scratch, with no restrictions on that 11th whatsoever. And with that, b'siyat d'shmaya, we have finished Mesechas Bechoros, Baruch Hashem, Selech Mesechas Bechoros, and next up, as Hashem, is going to be Mesechas Erechin, or more correctly pronounced, Arachin.